it's even hard to be saying it, you know, that he's gone. And you know, you think your mind goes back, or my mind goes back, just to all the times I can remember hearing Gentle Mother, you know, years and years ago. And I remember I was only small at the time, and I was thinking then, my God, what would happen if my mother died? Songs are very emotive, and Tom's songs, I mean, that's probably what hit people. You know, everybody has a mother, and some have lost their mother, some are still alive, but, you know, you'll only get the one mother. So that was the first song, I suppose, as Pio said there, that people heard. But when you go down through the ages, and, you know, Four Country Roads, and, you know, the going out the same way you came in, and Run to the Door, and all the songs that he recorded, fantastic. I mean, we were with him at Opry last year, and Rose was there too, and he was just so good on the night. And I mean, when Rose died, I think all of us on speaking together said, how long will it be till Tom joins her? You know, because in the past few years especially, and Pio would agree with this, every step Tom took, Rose was a step behind him. She really was his rock, because his health wasn't great in the last number of years, and she was everywhere. And, you know, when Rose passed away, it just must have rocked him so much, you know, that it would be hard for him to live without her.
It's so sad, but in a way it's beautiful that they're together once again.
Pio mentioned this. Yeah.
Sorry, Daniel, we're on an outside broadcast here, so there's a slight delay. My apologies. Pio mentioned this, and I think it's an important aspect to this too. Whatever the amount of people Big Tom entertained within Ireland, at a time when people had to emigrate or were forced to emigrate or chose to, he was also a fabulous connection between our diaspora and home.
Oh, absolutely. I said that this morning on Ryan Tuberty. Just, you know, he and there was a few of them of that generation, you know, that brought Ireland. And, you know, it wasn't, you went to England that time. You know, now England, people are commuting to London and Manchester. They go over on a Monday and back on a Friday. That time, you were lucky to get home in the summer, very lucky if you got home at Christmas. So them people was away, and they flocked to the National and the Gresham and the Forum and the you know, the Irish centres in Birmingham and Manchester, and, you know, the Carousel and all the Galty Moor. And Big Tom certainly brought home to them, as did a number of the others, like Margaret and Philomena and Larry, and, you know, but Big Tom, all of us will say that he was and is the king, and always will be. Do you know, people will say, you know, such and such is the biggest country music singer. For us in country music, there will never be the like of Big Tom.